Clack, what's happening, y'all? This your boy, Mitchie Slick. All the way gangsta. From the Wrong Kind of Podcast, you know? All the real niggas stop doing, give up all that gangsta shit. Hear that? Clack, 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 clack.
Yo, what up? What's going on, everybody? Top of the morning, people. For those that's up. I'm back again. First and foremost, before I get into things, I'm a man of my word. So, you know, definitely want to keep my word. I got a DM message from at Head Honcho. No funny. Head Honcho, you got back to me. Let me know. The t-shirt that Max B was wearing in the G's Up, Hose Down video with Jim Jones was a Stop Snitching t-shirt. Everybody, y'all could go back, check out on YouTube or wherever you could find the video at. That's the G's Up, Hose Down video with Max B, Jim Jones, a bunch of other people in it. Almost everybody got on Stop Snitching t-shirt, but I'm specifically talking about Max B. As I've been breaking down everything for y'all in my posts or what's going on, me keeping it 100. Like I stated, I don't want no young people or people that look up to Max B to be misguided or misleaded. And I just want to let everybody know the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's all I could do. What you do with it, that's on you. But it's the same individual, Max B, who I'm speaking on, had the Stop Snitching t-shirt on. Look at my posts. See, those are two different things, man. Those are two different lifestyles. So I'm just trying to give y'all a heads up. But yeah, Head Honcho, hit me up, send me a DM. Only way I could get you the $50, send me a Cash App. I'll get it to you ASAP, man. When you get it, hit me back. Let me know you got it. Anything to go. Yeah, as I was saying, man, speaking on yesterday, I gave Jim Jones the paperwork back in 2008. I seen it when I got my discovery. That's when I gave Jim Jones the paperwork. At the time, this paperwork that y'all seeing now is transcripts from my trial. So in 2008, I wasn't on trial yet. So the only thing I had was my discovery. That's the only thing I had. So that's what I provided Jim Jones with. The report from the police officer with this information in the report pertaining to Max B. So I say that to say, me being the person that I am, I just wanted Jim Jones to know what was going on. I gave it to him. I let him know. Guess he wasn't feeling that at all. Because over the years, every time I would hear him talk, they would ask him about anything pertaining to Max B. And he was like, you know, I don't care for Max B. I don't care what he's doing. That's his business. He didn't want to have nothing to do with Max B. And I respect that. Because there's other people that didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a guy that keep it 100, so I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. French Montana knew. French Montana was at Max's house one day after trial. They had me on speaker. They asked me, Max B, French Montana, asked me, why was I putting the paperwork out? Why did I put the interview in Hip Hop Weekly speaking on this situation? And as I stated, I just want to keep it real. So that's all that is, man. I don't want nobody to get misleaded, misguided. So I felt that me being a man, because I'm a man first before anything, I said I got to let people know what's going on. So the young kids, young guys out there can smarten up and don't follow this guy's footsteps or any of these rappers' footsteps, because it's all entertainment, man. It's just entertainment. So, as I was saying, a lot of other people know, I got the paperwork, sent it to Cam'ron. What Cam do? He said, what Sims want me to do with this? I didn't want Cam to do anything with the paperwork. I just was giving it to him to give him a heads up on what's going on with the case. That's it. Point blank, period. Nothing else. As y'all can see to this day, he got songs with Max B. He be shouting them out on his social media. So, he's still cool with Max B. That's cool with me. If that's what he want to do, cool. As I stated, people, when they get on these songs, it's for entertainment purposes only. Cam, it's the same person. If you look, he did interviews before. In his interviews, he stated in his interviews, he don't condone snitching. In fact, I think it was an interview on ABC 2020, one of them. Y'all could go back, look, it might be on YouTube somewhere. He said if he was ever next door, living next to a rapist, I think, or maybe a snitch, that he wouldn't say nothing. He would get up and move somewhere else because he don't condone snitching. And that's cool. I respect that. If that's what it is, that's that man's decision, as I stated. I'm just saying, don't be saying one thing like you about that life. Then you turn around, see that this is what Max did, and you still dealing with him. That's my whole thing. Now, if that's what you want to do, cool. But there's no way that I would want to be around somebody like Cam that's doing that. Because you're saying one thing and then you're doing another. And I don't care how much money somebody got, what they got, that never impressed me. When I look at a person, I look at a person in their eyes as a man or a woman. Because that's what we all are before anything. So I say that to say, I'm just giving everybody the heads up on what's going on, man. I'm going to keep it real. I'm always keep it real. Everybody that know me know I always keep it 100, man. Max B, he definitely needs to holler at a couple people. He's saying he got the paperwork. Yeah, he got the same paperwork. You're right, because we went to trial together. So, y'all should be demanding from Max for him to put out the paperwork. He got the same paperwork. So, y'all should be hitting him up. Saying, yo, Max, Pooh lying, Pooh got fake paperwork, so put your paperwork out. I guarantee y'all he ain't going to put his paperwork out because it's going to say the same thing. And if he do put paperwork out, make sure he put the same paperwork out that I'm posting on my posts, on my gram. It should have the same date, it should have the same Bergen County information, state versus my name, his name, all that should be on there. And make sure y'all see the same exact pages that y'all see. And it's going to be the same information. It ain't going to be nothing different because it is what it is. And I'm not lying. The truth is the truth. That's one thing. When you always keep it real, you don't got to worry about nothing else, trying to make nothing up and all that. The truth is the truth. You can't hide the truth. So y'all should be demanding from him. Max, let us know what's going on. That's it. Don't listen to me. You ain't got to believe me. Ask him. That's all you got to do. Ask him for yourself. But before I go, I want to say, Rick Ross, Max B owe you an explanation. You've been shouting him out for years, holding him up. He wasn't keeping 100 with you. Where's Khalifa? Cool dude, man. From what I see, you know, I like your videos, all that. That's what's up. Keep doing what you do. But you definitely been shouting Max out for the longest. You even went at it with Kanye West over this situation about Max being wavy, this, that, and the third. So I know you definitely like the Max music. And that's cool. You could like his music all day long. But I'm saying as far as the situation with the case and all that, he wasn't keeping it real with you, Wiz. So he owe you an explanation. Mano, Uncle Murda, Beanie Siegel, 50 Cent, you had him on radio station. He was up there. He was about to go at it with Pat Poose. Yeah, I remember all that. That's why I shot the paperwork to Remy Ma also when she was locked up. Yeah, I did. I sent the paperwork to Remy Ma when she was locked up. I sent the paperwork to Prodigy when he was locked up. That's why on my post, you see I hold the letter up that Prodigy sent me. Anybody think I'm lying? You ever got a letter from Prodigy? Y'all know his handwriting. Y'all know his name. I send a letter to you, man. I ain't got no reason to lie. He said he was going to get a paperwork, 50 Cent. I don't know what happened with that. May Prodigy rest in peace. Bless him and his family. Wish them nothing but the best. He not here right now. 50 Cent. Max B, owe you an explanation, man. Tony Yayo, you were shouting him out too. That's your man. You even sent him some bread when we got locked up. Yeah, I was right there on the phone when he was talking to you when we blew trial. I think you sent him like 3 stacks or 5 stacks. And that's some real guy stuff. You know, a person just lost trial. You want to help him out. That's what's up. I take my hat off to you. He wasn't keeping it real with you, though, man. Definitely wasn't keeping it real with you. He owe y'all explanation. That's all I'm saying. He definitely owe y'all explanation. And as I stated, French Montana knew all along, man. He's still bigging Max up. Still holding him down, still screaming his name, still doing songs with him. That's cool. I ain't got no problem with that. But don't mislead the young generation or these young guys looking up to you.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
You can't mislead them, man. Because I would never want to see a young person in jail or in trouble for the influence that y'all guys got over them. We got to do better, man. We got to do better. His phone hanging up, so I'm gone for now. I appreciate all the love and support, even the haters, man. Y'all motivate me. So I appreciate it, man. Definitely appreciate it.
You have 30 seconds remaining.
30 seconds. It's over. I holler at y'all later, man. I got more paperwork coming, too. Whole bunch of more stuff. He was also writing this girl in jail when we was locked up. And I'm going to let y'all get all that. So I got it. Holler at y'all later.